Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives. Our listener support campaign continues. You can support the show as an ongoing Patreon supporter for as little as $2 per month. Just go over to patreon.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for this week's episode of The Man Called X. The original air date, March 24th, 1951, and the title is Missing Witness.
Now we present Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X, the Saturday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by Chesterfield, the cigarette that has for you what every smoker wants. Mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. The cigarette that brings you Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. By the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. And by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X. Whoa now, listen to this.
Say, Bing, you got a minute?
Oh, sure, Bob. I got all the time in the world.
Don't tell me you own that, too.
Oh, never mind that stuff. Get to work, will you?
Okay. Folks, Better Tasting Chesterfield is the only cigarette that combines for you mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. And you can prove that yourself. Just make our mildness test. Buy Chesterfields, then open them and enjoy that milder, mellow aroma. Now light one up, and you'll know Chesterfield's milder because it smokes milder. And Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel.
Yes, mildness and no unpleasant aftertaste are what you and I and every smoker wants.
Hurry up, Dad. Here comes the music.
Buy Chesterfield, Chesterfield, the one that proves its case. Yes, Chesterfields are milder, milder, plus no aftertaste.
Oh ho, open a pack and give them a sniff.
Then you'll smoke them.
It is early evening in New York City. In the offices of the Bureau high above Manhattan's teeming streets, two men are listening to a news broadcast.
Now, as I've done for the past 4 weeks, I'm about to ask the big question. The question that has the people of Budapest, Prague, Warsaw, and Moscow laughing at these United States. And here it is once again, ladies and gentlemen. The big, big question. What is being done about John Verinder? I repeat, what is being done about John Verinder? Why is this enemy of democracy allowed to remain in this country? Why hasn't he been deported as this reporter has demanded time and time again? I tell you, ladies and gentlemen...
Ah, what's the matter, Chief? Don't you like those questions about John Verinder?
You know darned well I don't.
He's got a right to ask them.
Sure he has, Ken. So is the rest of the world. Everyone knows Verinder's a foreign agent. We're morally certain that he's responsible for 9/10 of the espionage going on in this country. And we haven't got one blessed shred of legal evidence to hang it on him.
That's right.
So what are we going to do about it?
Well, we could beat a confession out of him. We could purge him.
What?
But, Chief, we're living in a country that believes in democratic rights, so I guess we've got to dig up some legal evidence.
Well, what in blazes do you think we've been trying to do for 2 years? What's going to make things different now?
At least we know now there's a man who worked with Verinder who's got the goods on him, whose testimony can convict him.
You mean William Crile?
Yeah. When I ran Crile down 3 weeks ago, he promised to turn state's evidence, remember?
Of course I do. And I remember that Crile hasn't been seen anywhere since. He's the one who's been purged by Verinder's stooges.
Pagon doesn't think so.
Pagon? What's that cheap crook got to do with this?
Oh, there's big money in military secrets, Chief. And nobody has an instinct for digging up dope about big money like Pagon. I put him on the payroll to see what he can find out about Crile.
Ken, you're throwing your money away. Why, I'll give you 100-1 right now that that petty chiseler has just milked you for expense money, and you'll never even hear from him again. I'll bet that... Yes?
A telephone call from Mr. Thurston, sir. Pagon Zellsmith's on the wire. Zellschmidt.
Well, Chief, still want to bet? So William Kreil skipped the country, Pagon.
That's right, Mr. X. He was scared to pieces. He figured this Verinder character would have been bumped out if he told a government what he knows about him. So Kreil took himself a fast brush-out powder.
And this friend of yours, he knows where Kreil's gone?
That's what he told me, and he said he'd tell you. For a slight consideration, of course.
See, Senor Thurston. This man whom you seek, this Senor Kreil. 3 weeks ago, he took an airplane passage to Guayaquil, Ecuador.
Ecuador,
That's in South America, Mr. Thurston.
No.
Oh, yeah. I guess this Kreil really wants to put a distance between himself and that Verinder.
See, Pagon. But it will do him no good.
Huh?
What do you mean?
This Senor Verinder. He knows that Senor Kreil has left the country. He has sent his most deadly killers to find him. Senor Kreil will never live to offer testimony to your government.
Oh, he will if I can find him first.
Verinder's killers will never allow you to do that, Senor.
Who are these gunmen? What are their names?
One would never suspect their true occupation for even a moment, Senor. One of them is...
I'm shot. Killed who?
All right, Pagon. They're gone.
They are? But why were they shooting at me?
They were not.
Huh? Oh, look, Mr. X. He's dead.
Yeah. Verinder's stooges aren't wasting time. Come on.
Where are we going?
To the airport.
Airport?
We've got to win a race. To Guayaquil, Ecuador.
Something, Mr. Rex. The closer we get to where we're going, the farther away I think we should ought to be.
A little late to think of that now. We'll be landing in a couple of hours.
That's what I mean. What are we going to do in Guayaquil anyways?
You've got friends there, haven't you?
Sure. So what?
So William Kreil's got to hide somewhere, unless he wants Verinder's men to kill him. Maybe your friends can help us.
What, again? Boy, you don't care who gets bumped off by who.
Pagon, the only hope of getting Kreil back alive is for us to find him first.
But we don't even know who these stooges are, what they look like. Maybe they're even flying on this airplane with
us. I beg your pardon, gentlemen. Oh, dear, I didn't mean to startle you. Did I say something? Oh, dear.
Oh, that's all right. My friend gets a bit nervous in airplanes.
Oh, he does? Well, now, isn't that strange?
Strange?
Yes, I'm affected that way myself, particularly on long ocean flights. But that wasn't what I wanted to speak to you about at all, now, was it?
I don't know. You haven't said, Mr...
Oh, yes, of course. I'm Professor Savadel.
Oh.
I was wondering if you knew me. You don't happen to be Professor Williams of the Botany Department at Washington University, do you?
No, I'm afraid not, Professor. My name's Ken Thurston.
And I'm Mr. Zelsch.
Oh, dear. That's too bad.
Huh?
Well, I mean, I'm sorry I bothered you. I heard Professor Williams speak at a botanical convention some years ago. He's a very interesting speaker. Oh, very. He gave a masterful discourse on the fauna and flora of the Galapagos Islands. Oh, yes, it was masterful.
Yes.
Well, you look a great deal like him, Mr. Thurston. When I first saw you, I thought... you understand, of course.
Yes,
I don't suppose you are interested in the Galapagos Islands yourself, Mr. Thurston.
Should I be?
Oh, yes, indeed. Everyone should be. I've spent considerable time there in recent years collecting rare specimens. You'd be surprised at what can be found on some of its islands, such as San Cristobal, Santa Maria... Desolation Island?
Desolation Island? I don't think I've heard of that one.
Oh, dear, no, of course not. It was Professor Williams who mentioned it during that lecture, you know. And you're not Professor Williams, are you?
Get the load of this
carriage. Well, sorry to have bothered you, gentlemen. I hope we shall meet again sometime. Good day, Mr. Bell Smith. Good day, Professor Williams. I mean, Mr. Thurston. Well, good day, gentlemen.
Goodbye, Professor Savadel.
Hey. How do you like that guy?
I do.
Talk about having screws loose.
I'm not so sure, Pagano.
Not so sure? What about all that gallopopping island junk and thinking you were this Professor Williams character?
That's what I mean.
Huh?
Only an hour ago, he asked the stewardess about me, and she told him who I am.
I don't get it, Mr. X. Why are we letting our heels get cooled off here at the airport anyways?
I'm looking for somebody, Pagan.
You mean that Robert Kryle?
No, some of the Verinder boys.
Verinder boys? But Kryle got here 3 weeks ago. They wouldn't be looking for anyone down here now, unless it was us.
That's right.
Oh, well, goodbye, Mr. Thurston. I just got time to get the train back to Panama.
Good luck, Pagan, and give my regards to Bruno Nastol.
Sure, Mr. Thurston, be glad to... Bruno Nastol? Who is he?
He used to be one of the Gestapo's hatchet men.
So what's he got to do with me going to Panama?
That's what I was wondering. He's standing over there near the Panama plane watching us.
On a second thought, Mr. Thurston, I couldn't leave you like up a couple of trees or two. After all, you're liable to need me around to protect you.
Yeah, there you are. I've been looking for you, Professor Mr. Thurston. Yes, I was looking for you.
That's so, Professor Sarda.
Oh, yes, indeed. I wished to say goodbye before you left for the Galapagos Islands. Before I left. Yes, I wish to say goodbye.
Mighty nice of you, Professor. Have a good trip.
Thank you. I'm certain that I shall. I'm most anxious to study some new specimens of the order Chelonia. Turtles, you know. Yes, turtles. The waters of the Galapagos. Oh, my heart.
Mr. Thurston.
Oh, that's a heart attack.
What?
Yeah, Pagan, take over.
Yes.
He is taken to Providencia Hospital.
Sure, but where are you going?
To follow the man who did this to him.
What?
The professor just took a good look at Bruno Nastol. Wake up.
It's you, Mr. Thurston. Hey, how come you got here to the hospital so soon? Couldn't you follow that Nastol guy?
I followed him to a little apartment out in the suburbs.
So what?
So it's time to have a little talk with the professor.
But why should the professor know anything about it?
The name on the apartment door was Victor Savadel.
Oh.
Let's go in.
Boy, it's cold in here. Why have they got that window wide open?
The window doesn't bother me as much as the bed. Yes. The professor's gone. Well.
What are you doing here, senor?
I might ask you the same, senorita.
So long as I have the gun, you will answer the questions, not ask them. What are you doing here?
I'm looking for Professor Savadel.
Savadel?
This is his apartment, isn't it?
Who are you?
My name's Ken Thurston. What's yours?
Leave his apartment, senor. At once, before I call the police.
You sure you want them here?
Why not?
I don't know. They might be curious as to what you're doing here, too.
I can assure you, Senor Thurston, they will be entirely satisfied with my explanation. And it would be no crime to kill you when you're attempting to break into my home. Now leave at once, or I shall... What's that?
I'll take that gun. Thanks. Now, who's in that closet?
What?
That's where the noise came from.
I don't know, Senor.
Stand here a minute. All right, get...
Senor...
Yeah.
Who is he?
His name was Bruno Nastol. You want to talk now, or do you still think it's safe to call the police?
Senor, I know that you are looking for William Kryle, because his evidence will convict John Verinder of being a dangerous alien agent.
How do you know all this?
Very simple, senor. I know it because I...
Look out!
Senor
Thurston? It's all right. He's gone.
Why was he trying to kill you?
He wasn't.
What?
Trying to kill you.
Me? You saw him. Do you know who he was?
Yep. A harmless old professor. Name of Savadel.
We'll continue with The Man Called X in just a moment. Every day you hear more and more about an incredibly fast way to relieve the pains of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. It's Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discovered the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So the next time a headache strikes, take Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin in handy boxes of 12 and 30. Economical family-size bottles of 50 and 100. Ask for Anacin at any drug counter. Now, Act Two of The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall with Leon Belasco as Pagan Zellschmidt. The United States is on trial in the eyes of the world for failure to deport John Verinder, international spy and espionage agent. But only one man possesses evidence to convict him, a man by the name of William Kreil, who has fled to Ecuador. Ken Thurston, knowing Verinder's agents are out to silence Kreil, has followed him to Guayaquil. Now Ken is in a Professor Sabadell's apartment talking to a mysterious woman he found there, the woman who was just shot at by the professor himself.
So your name's Carla Reiner?
Si, that is so, Senor Thurston.
How come you're mixed up in this? What do you know about me and about William Kreil?
I have made it my business to know many things about many people in many places. I have found it to be a most profitable vocation.
How about that dead man there in your closet, Brunanasto?
He's the one who has informed Verinder's agent as to the present whereabouts of William Kreil.
Then they know where Kreil is?
Si.
Do you?
No, though I had hoped to coax the information out of Nashtol.
Why?
So I could sell it to you.
That's frank enough.
I told you that was my business.
Yeah. So what happened to Nashtol?
He told me to meet him here. When I arrived, I found him lying on the floor, dead. It was then you rang the bell. I had just enough time to prop him up in the closet before you walked in.
Yeah.
You don't believe me.
Go on.
You have the proof in your hand. If you will examine my gun, you will find it's not been fired.
I know. I've checked.
Then you will let me go.
I'd still like to know why Sabadell wanted to kill you.
So would I, senor. But unfortunately, I do not. Well?
All right, Miss Reiner. You can go.
Inside that house anyways, Mr. X. It's dark already.
Pagan, did you see the woman who left the apartment just before I did? The one who's walking down the street now?
Did I see her?
Never mind that. How'd you like to follow her?
Are you kidding? See you back at the hotel, Mr. X, later.
Amigo. Perdone usted, amigo. You have una lucifero?
Huh? Oh, a match. Oh, look, my oldest, dearest friend. I'm in a hurry. See, they... What was that?
That is but Señor Satan, amigo.
Señor Satan? What kind of a name is that for an elephant?
Elephant, amigo. No, she's what you call a hound of blood. See, that is what you call her.
You call her that? I got my own names for her. Look, like I said before, I'm in a hurry. You know how this ladies don't like to keep me waiting.
Well, there is no hurry, amigo. Huh? The senorita will not go away from you. Look, she is even now getting aboard that big, how do you call it, speedboat at the docks.
Hey. What do you know? She is.
See, like I told you. So you give me the match, eh? And then you go.
Oh.
Maybe it'll help.
It does, Chief. Plenty.
What's your next move?
As soon as Pagon gets back, we start out to pick up William Cryle.
That's all I know, Mr. X. Honest. After this big guy with that bloodhound conked me, I didn't know nothing else.
What happened to Carl Reiner and the speedboat?
Who knows? When I got my conscience back, they were gone.
Okay, Pagon, let's go.
Go? Go where?
I have to go to a chemist. Then we'll see if we can borrow a seaplane from the government of Ecuador.
Huh? What are we going to do all that for?
What else would you do if you wanted to hunt a turtle on the Galapagos Islands? There it is, Pagon. Desolation Island.
That? You mean we're going to land down there?
That's right.
But there's nothing on that place but rocks and sand and rocks.
Oh, I think we'll find some living things down there, too.
Like what?
Like birds, lizards, turtles. William Cryle.
Mr. X, no, this is the end. I'm absolutely not walking anymore. One bleeding step. I'm kaput, finished, besides which I quit. That guy, Cryle, he just isn't in this place.
We'll find him, Pagon.
But what makes you think he's on here anyways?
Because he's standing on top of that rock wall behind you.
What kind of a reasoning is that? Believe me, Mr. X, he's standing behind me.
Don't move. Neither of you. I've got you covered.
It's obvious.
Who are you? What do you want here?
My name's Thurston, and we're here to take you back to the States.
That's what I thought. Verinder sent you after me, didn't he? Verinder sent you.
You're wrong, Cryle. I'm on government business.
Government?
Yeah. I want you to go back to testify against Verinder.
Go back? You must be crazy. Even if Verinder didn't send you, he's got men looking for me. Looking everywhere. I wouldn't stand a chance if I went back. I can't go back. I can't.
It finally got you, didn't it, Cryle?
Got to me? What are you talking about?
You picked the loneliest spot on Earth to hide in. But you've learned that it doesn't work. It never does. You can't hide from yourself.
How did you find me, Thurston?
Professor Sabadell.
Sabadell?
Yeah.
But he didn't tell you nothing about Cryle, Mr. Thurston.
No, but the chief did. Sabadell and Cryle were old friends. What was he going to do, Cryle? Bring out some supplies for you?
Never mind all that, Thurston. The only important thing is what happens to me now.
You haven't much choice. We found you. It's only a question of time before Verinder's men find you, too. You take it from there.
No. There must be another answer. There must be.
Mr. X.
Yeah. Sounds like your bloodhound friend.
Bloodhound? What are you talking about? What's going on?
Let's climb up here and take a look.
Look. Look, it's him, the big guy with the dog. And that Carla Reiner's with him.
Sabadell. They've got his hands tied. They're pushing him in front of them for a shield.
That's right, Cryle. Won't take long for that hound to track you down. And you can't shoot unless you want to kill Sabadell, too.
But we gotta do something. They'll kill us, murder us. What can we do, Mr. X?
That's something Cryle will have to decide. That's right. The choice is up to you. Whether you go back to the States as a witness against Verinder or as a corpse.
So this is the way that dog of yours will follow any trail, huh? Can't you see the fuller's lost the scent?
And I tell you, senorita, he will find it again. This dog can follow anyone anywhere.
Then why does he not do it? Look at him, acting as though Cryle has spread wings and flown away.
But I told you Mr. Cryle is not on this island. He is not here. He
goes... Shut your mouth, you idiot. We know he is here. And when we have found him and killed him, then it will be your turn.
Oh, If I had only managed to shoot you back at the apartment. Now, there is nothing that can be done.
Don't be too sure about that, Professor.
Hey, who is that?
Don't bother turning around.
That's right, my amigo friend. The professor is in front. There's nothing behind us but us and our guns.
So, it is you, Thurston.
That's right, Carla.
The dog. He was the cause of this. Losing the trail, letting you sneak up behind us.
Don't blame the dog, Carla. I used the old trick of spreading blood plasma and cocaine across the trail. But you used an old trick, too. When you killed Nastol.
Are you mad, Thurston? You checked my gun. It hadn't been fired.
That's what I mean. After you left, I found the gun you'd rarely used. Nastol's gun.
Kiala.
All right, amigo.
Thanks, Kyle.
Bill! Then you're all right. Mr. Thurston found you first.
That's right, Savatel. Yes. He found me.
But I suppose you haven't, you still haven't changed your mind about...
You're wrong, Professor. Kyle's going back with us to testify against Verinder.
He is? You mean you really persuaded him to...
No, I didn't persuade him. I didn't have to. He learned his lesson. The lesson that all of us had better learn. We've only got two choices to make these days, to stand up against the villains of the world or try to run away. And the Earth's just too small to hide on.
Our star, Herbert Marshall, will return in just a moment. Here's a word from RCA Victor. Fill your life with a new magic world of fun. Enjoy yourself. Have a Highland fling. Yes, that's just what it is when you and your family start enjoying RCA Victor's new 17-inch television console, the Highland. It's fun, it's fine, and it'll be the favorite of your family. That's right, the most famous name in home entertainment, RCA Victor, now brings you the best in 17-inch television with the new Highland console. There's a lot we can say about the Highland, but you just have to see it. With its remarkable pictures, clear, bright, and steady, its distinctive console cabinet, beautifully styled, beautifully finished, and priced to fit your family budget, then you'll know why this is million-proof television. Now over 2 million American families have tried, tested, and purchased RCA Victor television. Let your family in for a Highland fling with RCA Victor's exciting new Highland television console. See it at your RCA Victor dealers tomorrow. Now, here is our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. And I think you'd like to know that in tonight's cast were Lillian Bayef, Will Wright, Howard McNear, Harley Bear, Paul Feast, and Robert Boone. Next week, our story takes Ken to Ireland on a real puzzler called the Blue Unicorn. But believe me, it has nothing to do with animals, despite the fact that, as usual, Leon Velasco will be along as Pagan Zellschmidt. So join us, won't you, when next I return as the man called X. Good night.
The Man Called X is a Saturday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia, and by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, is a J. Richard Kennedy production with music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. Tonight's story was written by Sidney Marshall and Maurice Zim. All characters and incidents on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Be sure to listen tomorrow evening for The Big Show with Tallulah Bankhead and a great parade of stars, the Sunday night feature of NBC's All-Star Festival. And until next week, same time and same station, this is Jack Latham saying good night for The Man Called X. tomorrow, hear Tallulah's Big Show. Now it's your hit parade on NBC.
Welcome back. Well, nice to get Howard McNear guest starring for a second straight episode. I do think that the Chief does really underrate Pagon. Pagon definitely presents some challenges, and there's some reason for the Chief to really be apprehensive about Ken working with Pagon as much as he does, but the idea that Pagon wouldn't come through on underworld contacts, I mean, that's one of his strengths, obviously. I also thought Ken's statement about the world not being a big enough hideout was an interesting idea. Even by 1951, there were growing international networks. There was ever-increasing paper trails that people would leave when they traveled. So it was very hard if a government or a major criminal or espionage organization wanted you for you to be able to hide out. And certainly it was harder than it had been, say, 25 or even 50 years before that. And of course, it's even more challenging today. That's not to say that no one pulls it off. Certainly there are quite a few people who have been able to evade capture for years or decades, but the networks that they're fleeing from are so extensive that it takes just the slightest mistake in order for them to be undone. All right, well, now I do want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Colleen, Patreon supporter since March. Currently supporting the show at the Detective Sergeant level of $7.14 or more per month. Again, thanks so much for your support, Colleen. And if you'd like to join Colleen and more than 250 other Patreon supporters, just head over to patreon.greatdetectives.net and you can sign up for as little as $2 or more per month. But that will actually do it for today. I do want to remind you that if you are enjoying this on YouTube, be sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and mark the notification bell. But join us back here tomorrow for the Adventures of Billy Swift, Boy Detective. And then, of course, next Wednesday, we'll be back with another episode of The Man Called X. And then next Thursday, Philo Vance. And next Saturday, Tales of the Texas Rangers. In the meantime, do send your comments to Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.